I think a lot, you know, they given a lot of different looks up front, and you know, I think the defense coordinator is pretty creative, and you know, he's doing a lot of good things for him, and you know, you can see it in the way they're playing on defense.
Do you see a difference just with the play calling or
the direction? For the defense.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Probably not focusing too much on their offense, but. You know, if you can speak to, you know, Deshaun Jake as a play caller, whatever
difference,
he might have made coming back.
Yeah, he huge for them. You know, one of the best offensive minds in the game. You know, you can definitely see the offense has its complete confidence back, and you know, they've got the rhythm going, and you know, when you watch them on TV, it looks like they're just playing with the edge, and you know, they're putting up a lot of points and putting up a lot of yards also.
John, you said on Sunday that you wanted to go back and look what some of the breakdowns might have been that allowed them to get to Colin six times. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on kind of what happened?
You know, some things here and there. You know, a guy might get beat here and there. You know, I know one was just, you know, a guy that's unblocked that is supposed to be unblocked. He made a nice play. It's just several different things. You know, we had some guys, you know, need to improve technique in certain situations. But, you know, just a little bit of everything. Not, you know, all offensive line, some offensive line. Just, you know, a little bit of everything.
Greg Roman had said last week that you guys, the team, has seen some exotic defenses to get stop the run. When you look at the films, have you seen a lot of big differences from the end of last year when Colin started for defenses trying to stop Colin?
Maybe a little. You know, the Panthers, you know, at times put a lot of guys around the line of scrimmage, and you know, they, you know, I think had a good game plan, and you know, when you're having success running the ball, you know, teams are going to try to come up with things to slow that down. And, you know, fortunately for them, they were able to.
But as far as Colin, no defenses to stop Colin overall this season, have you seen vast differences?
Seen what?
To stop Colin, have you seen vast differences this season overall?
I mean, you've seen, you know, at times guys attack some of those mesh points differently, and, you know, I think at times they've been more aggressive attacking those mesh points, and you know, just a little bit of several different things. But you know, some of these defenses, you know, they've had all offseason to kind of prepare for the you know, some of those things that were done last year.
Mesh points? Are you saying mesh points?
Yes.
What is that?
On the read option, you know, that's what I'm calling. When he's with the running back and the quarterback.
Not a novel concept, but you know, one way to slow down their offense is to keep the ball away from the threes and all that. I'm sure you saw teams try to do that when you were there. But can that be an effective strategy? Obviously, you guys have that power running game.
Yeah, it can. You know, to be able to get some long drives going, some long scoring drives, you know, that definitely helps. It keeps Drew and that offense off the field. You know, it gives him less opportunities. And, you know, from my experience there, the more opportunities he gets, you know, it gives him a better chance of scoring. So it definitely will be key this week if we can stay on the field longer and get some, you know, 10-plus play drives going.
About Ryan being a creative defensive coordinator, what tells you that? Just the different things that you see, and what most impresses you?
Just some of his blitz packages. You know, guys moving around, guys playing in positions you think they wouldn't be playing in, and you know, I've played against you know, his coach defense before, and you know, it's kind of been the same thing. Very creative, very exotic, and multiple.
Do you go back and look at notes you've taken in the past years whenever you face these defenses?
Maybe at times, you know. But in my opinion, a guy as creative as him, it's hard to rely on some of the same things.
What do you think is different about Colin if you compare him from last season up to this season? What do you see?
You know, as an offensive lineman, you know, I see the same thing. You know, we, of course, he hasn't, had all the big numbers that he might have had in the past. But, I see a confident quarterback, and, I know that guys around him can, help, get those numbers back up.
Why do you think his numbers haven't been what they were?
Teams have had more of an opportunity to, see what he's good at and what he's best at. So, you give these NFL defensive coordinators more time and to prepare for things they've seen, and it's not as easy to just light it up.
Do